Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Daniel Yehuda ben Sarah Liba, Freda Shalamis bas Pesel Sarah, Menachem Yitzchok ben Freda Shalamis, Chol Yehuda ben Freda Shalamis, and Rachel Leah bas Freda Shalamis. The question is, Shalat Nogela Maisa, is it mutter to appoint a Ger Tzedek, who is a Talmud Chacham, as a Rav of a Kehila? This tshuva is written in the Sefer L'Horos Nasan, Simen Ein Gimel, in the 13th volume of the L'Horos Nasan by Gaon HaGadol, Nasan Gishtetnus Etzal. And he begins with the famous Rambam. Rambam says that you're not allowed to appoint a king who is a ger, until the king's mother is a Jew. You're not allowed to appoint such a king, but if the king is a ger, he's not allowed to be king. Not only king, he's also not allowed to be a general in the army. He's not even allowed to be appointed over the Amas Hamayim, over the water, to decide which fields to give it out to. Certainly not a Dayan or a Nasi. All of these people have to be Miyisrael. Shenemar, Mikera Bachecha Tasim Alecha Melech, Kol Mesimos Shata Mesim Alecha, Lo Yu Ela Mikerev Achecha. So it has to be from among your brothers. So we see that you're now to appoint a ger to any srara b'Yisrael, not king, not anything else. Now, rabbanut, to be in the rabbinate, that is sraras, like we see in Pirkei Avos 1:9, ehov es hamelacha, usna es harabbanut. And Rabbi Avadi Mibar Tanura writes, Hisrachek milinhog srara al tzibur, sharabanut mikaberet et be'aleha. You should distance yourself from making yourself a master, a leader over the community, because being a rav buries you. You can ask a lot of rabbanim, they will affirm this. And that we say in Harius, the Rabbi Gamliel wanted to make two Tanaim Rosh Yeshiva, and he sent for them and they didn't come, and then he sent and they came. And he said, what, do you think I'm making you leaders? Srara, you think I'm giving you rulership? I'm giving you avdus. And then we quote a pasuk to that effect. So it's muchach l'chora that sraras, leadership over the community, is be'emes avdus. However, Rashi there writes, avdus ani noisein lechem shas sraras, avdus hi la'adam l'fi shemuto lavo rabim, that being a leader, being being in charge, being a sar, being a minister, is really avdus. Why? Because you have the yoke of the community upon you. In other words, Pshat and Rashi is that definitely if you make someone a Rosh Yeshiva, he's a sar. But this sraras has avdus because he has to serve the rabbim. But nevertheless, it's still considered sraras. And this is, can be proven from its place, because the Gemara there, they learned avdus ani nosein lechem from the pasuk of Malachim Aleph Yud Beis Zayin Vaydaber Elav Lemor Meyom Tiyeh Eved Lama Zeh. And this is what the Zakenim said to Rechavim HaMelech, that the Melech should be misnaig ba'avdus la'amazeh, and then they're going to be avadim to you kol ayamim. And about the Melech himself, it says that he's an Eved. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that you're now allowed to be mamana ger as a king. And we don't say that the Melech is an Eved. So the Iker Pasuk is talking about a Melech lo sasucha lo sasalecha ish nachri, that a Melech isn't allowed to be a ger. Why not? He's an Eved. So vaday, it's pashut then, that malchus is begeder srara, it really is leadership. But it's called avdus because the person has the olat sibur. And on this we have the lav of lo sucha lo se salecha ish nachri. So hu adin rabbanut is srara like Rav Avadim Yibar Tanura. So it could be both, it's not a stira. And lo sucha se ish nachri, you're not allowed to have a ger. And so too, we have in the Targum, Parashas Korach, Tzayin Yud Gimel, Ki Histarer Aleinu Gam Histarer, Ki Histarer Aleinu Gam Histarer, Arei Israv Rav Ravta Alana Af Israv Ravta. So this is brought in the Hagos Aruch, in the entry on Rav. So this is a Rav, you're the Rav over us. Srabanus is Srara, the Histarer is Rabanus. In the pasuk it says, "Ve'ekach dvarim aleph tesvav, ve'ekach rosh shivteichem anoshim chachumim v'yidim, ve'etein oisam roshim aleichem, surei alufim, v'surei mayos, surei chamishim, v'surei asaros, v'sholtrim l'shivteichem, v'atzaves shivteichem v'yisihilemor, shmoa ben acheichem." And I will place surei alufim mayos chamishim asaros, and I'll command your shoftim at that time. Rashi says, "Be'es hahi mishem nisem amarti lahem ein achshav kilishavar lishavar hayisem birshus atzmechem achshav hare atem mishuabodim latzibur." At that time, when I appointed you, Rashi explains in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, I said, "Now it's not like the past. In the past, you were Rishus Atzmechem. Now you are Meshubad to the community." So even though the Shoftim are Meshubad to the Tzibur, nevertheless, we're now to be Memane Geirim as Dayanim, because Dayanis is also Srara, and so to Rabbonis is Srara. And even though he said to them that Avdus Ani Nosem Lechem, look in the Shilos and Shuvas, Neta Sorek in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Aleph, Be'inyan Divrei Rivos, there was this big fight, Jews fighting, in a certain kihila that there was a takanas kadmonim not to be makabel meshubed l'kihila, somebody who's meshubed to the tzibur, somebody who has a relative in the city. And there was an argument among the Gaonim if a Rav is also considered a Meshubit. The Gaon Baal HaNetasorek writes that even though the Rav is an Adon and he's the Marad Asra, nevertheless, Benidarim Holchim Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. Uve Lashon B'nei Adam, Rav is also called Meshubit Lakal. And Memela, he's included in the Takana not to be Makabel, a Rav, if he has a Karov amongst the B'nai Kehila, because a Rav is considered, B'lashim B'nai Adam, Meshubid Lakal. In the Sefer Psak Din Torah, the Galanta, on page 48, he brings the Tshuva of Hagon Rav Feivel Ploit, the author of the Lakutei Chevre Ben Chaim, a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, who cried that a Rav is not Meshubid, not Balashim Torah, not Balashim B'nai Adam. So there was a big pilpul between the Netasorek and the Rav Feivel Ploit, whether a Rav is a Meshubid or is not a Meshubid. Nevertheless, everybody agrees that a Rav is Begeder Srara. They're only arguing if Balashim B'nai Adam, he is also called Meshubid. And Mamela is included in the Takana of B'nai Kehila not to be Makabel Meshubid if he has a Karov B'nai Kehila. However, we also have to discuss our question based on what the Sma writes, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Zayin Sif Kandal, that the Ger is Pasul Odenes Yisrael, is only B'kfiya, but Shalo B'kfiya, he is allowed to judge even for the Jews. So writes the Shach there, and Sif Katan Aleph, and the Shalos and Shuvas by Chaya, written by the Baal Knesset Gadol and Chosh Mishpat Simen Beis. He writes that you're allowed to appoint a ger as a parnas al tzibur if there's no srara or kfiya, because as long as the kahal is merutza that he should be their leader, they are desirous of him, it's like they're a makabel on themselves, and he can be a parnas b'midi deleka srara v'kfiya, and something that doesn't involve srara's forcing. And there in the Tshuva brings a Rav Shmaya Naftayim that were Geirim, and they were appointed Nasi Nafbezdin al Karchach, because other Sraras except for Malchus, when Kiblu Aleihem, and they're Merutza from him, then he can judge Afili Afilu B'midi Disrara Vikfiya. Ah, so you see that as long as there's a Ritzui Mitzad the call, they can be Makabel themselves a leader if they desire him. So we can say that if the call desire this Rav, who is a ger, it's effective. However, there in a tshuva, he writes, the Bai Chaye in Simen Gimel, he brings in the name of a chacham, that only the Gabay Lodin Dine Mamanas Kiblu Aleim Belok Fia, works, because the ger is like any other pasul that are kasher ladanim kiblu aleihem. Aval lo v'slasura v'kfiya, how could it be mutter to be makabel a ger for srara? The pasuk is machriz v'omer. So as long as there's no kfiya involved, it's beseder. Because he's like all other psulim that are ksherim ladin if they're makabel aleihem, but not for anything involving srara or kfiya, because pasuk says osuchal asis lachish nachri, you can't be makabel yourself any nachri that can force you, that can enforce his rules. The Tumim writes Simin Zayin Shifkat Aleph that when does kiblu aleihem help but they name mominus, because he could be mafkir his mom and give it to whoever he wants. So he can also say that I'm a sratza, whatever this person tells me to do. But b'dinei nefashos, that a person can't say you can kill me. So it's pashut that Kabbalah doesn't help. So therefore, how did it work that Shemaya and Avtalyon were the Nasi and the Av Beis Din? And the answer is they were mismane mipi hamelech, because in those days the Malchei Beis Chashmonaim were ksherim and they could judge b'kfiya, because Yad HaMelech was with them, it was Mitam Chok HaMelech, or maybe they weren't judging Dinei Nefashos. Anyway, Belav Hachi, anyway, it's not Kasha from Shmaya ben Avtalyon, like it writes in the Sefer Magen Avot, the Tashbitz HaMaseches Avos, that since be Yisrael, there were no Gedolim like Shmaya ben Avtalyon, and they were more Roy than anybody else, therefore they were appointed. And the Torah only passed Geirim when there are similar people on that level in Akal Yisrael. But if there aren't, they come first, so writes the Rival Torah Reish Parshas Mishpatim, that the ger is pasal ladun, that's when there are Jews who know ladun. But if there aren't, then the ger can look at Shmaya Naftalion, and they were done as Yisrael, because there was nobody in Kal Yisrael who was as chashuv as they were. And so explained Rav Moshe Mikutzi, says the Rival Torah. But if there's a Talmud Chacham, Kemoso be Yisrael, then you're not allowed to be Memana Ager, Lesrara Vidayan. He can't enforce anything if he's a Ger. Sefer Birka Yosef, Chosha Mishpat Simit Zion, he says that according to the Tashbits, that there are Makabel Shemayin of Tayyim, because there was no Jews on their level, we can reject the Raya of the Baal Knesset Hakadola to be Matir, where their call was Makabel, because Shemayin of Tayyim no Raya. Because there was nobody like them. So it's not mitzad that they were makabel Shemayin Avtalyon. And he brings Ladina, that somebody whose mother is a goy, and he was Mizgayer, cannot be appointed by the community to any matter of srara and kfiya, any position of authority, because it says mikarev achecha, and he's not mikarev achecha. In the Laharis Nasan and Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yidi writes that Shemayin Avtalyon, since they weren't gedolim b'Yisrael kamosam, therefore the Jews were kafuf lefnehem, like to a nasi and an av beis din, and nevertheless, they didn't have a din. Nasi and Av Beis Din, strictly speaking, since they were Geirim. And they weren't appointing others Nasi and Av Beis Din, because there wasn't anybody as great as them in Torah. So they were Nasi and Av Beis Din unofficially. They didn't have that official title. They didn't have the special dinim of a Nasi and an Av Beis Din, because they were Geirim. In the Chiddushim of the Chasam Sofer, Maseches Nida, Mentes and Beis, he writes similarly that Rashi Sanhedros that were Mizera David, they were appointing in their place Rashi Yeshivas that were Gedolim B'Torah, and they were Kafuf, they were subordinate to the Reish Galusa, and so to Shmaya Naftalion were Kfufim, the Rashi Sanhedros. Even though they were even greater in Torah than the Rashim, But they were still appointed as if they were the leaders, as if they were the Nasi and the Av Beis Din in an unofficial capacity. But that doesn't mean that you can be Makabel Gerim, you can be Mamana Gerim if you were Makabel upon yourself. Because Shmai and Avtayim were different, because they weren't really in a position of authority. They had the Rashi of Sanhedros above them. And therefore would appear Ladina. They are now allowed to be Mamana Ger as a Rav, which is Sraras, because that's definitely no less than the person giving out water in the fields, like the Rambam says. And the Birkei Yosef brings that smasher from the tour. Davar shel Sror v'kfiya Kabbalah doesn't help. Nevertheless, and it's also mashmaga pashas in the Rambam, there's no mitzias to be mamana gerla srara. However, even though you shouldn't be mamana them b'tor rav, they're not going to be called rav and mara da'asra, nevertheless you can be mamana them b'tor mara hora. That's no sraras in kfiya. He's just saying mutar asr. That's not kfiya. But if he's the rav of the community, the rav of the shtat, that's a different story. That's already a position of authority. But just to pass kinshilas, that's not a position of authority. Agav is also possible chalitza, as it says in Evan Ezra Simen Kuf Samach Tassif Beis. And he's also now to be done by Derech Kfiya, like it says in Simen Zayin Sif Aleph. So basically, you can have him being Rav, you can have him answering Shailas, but not in official capacity as the Mara, the Asra. So there's a lot more to discuss about this Shaila, and I hope to get to it in the second segment of the Shir. We should be Zocha Lumo de Lamed. Lishmor Velasos, Ulekaim is called Libre Samutur Asubi Hava, Main Via Main, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, Most Beloved.